Hey, this is James Lee again. He was born 3772. This goes back to 12/27/22. It's not in the chart. I don't know where it is. I don't know if you guys have it, but it maybe ended up being dictated. I couldn't find it. Let's see. Chip complaint. Left hand injury. Left hand swelling. Left hand pain. History of dog bite to the left hand. Family history of stroke. Patient also needs blood work done. Has been told at one time that he had issues with thyroid nodules. Next number has had palpitation. Next one's family history stroke. He's concerned about possibility of carotid stenosis. So our patient is a 50-year-old gentleman, married. Comes in today with above mentioned symptoms for the past three days. The left hand is red hot and swollen. Allergen and drug allergy. COVID immunization. Up to date times one. Medications. Non-medical problem. Negative surgical problem. Negative social. He's a heavy smoker. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. At maintenance, he has not had any colonoscopy, not interested in any kind of colonoscopy. We talked about stopping smoking for some time in the past, but he says he's not interested to talk about it anymore, and he wants to continue to smoke. His vitals, 130 pounds, 98%, 97.9, 16, 84, 117 over 75. Heart positive, some positive 2, lungs, free bronchi, TMs are red, pushed to is red. Clear skin shows no rash around mucosa with aneurysm. Left hand definitely shows evidence of swelling, positive pulses. No evidence of a compartment syndrome. Assessment number 1, hands, left hand cellulitis. Number 2, family history of stroke. Number 3, check blood work. Next one is leg pain. Next one is arm pain. Next one is left hand pain. Next one is history of vertigo. Next one is mild BPH. Symptoms, next number is his abdominal ultrasound, which was done because of nausea, is improved. This may be related to his infection. Next number is echocardiogram, is within normal limits. Next number is mild PVD noted. Next number is hand swelling related to the dog bite infection. Next number is recephalogram now. Next number is augmentin 875 BID. Next number is rest of abdominal ultrasound is negative. Next number is no DVG or pulmonary, no DVG or PVD in the lower extremity. Next number is must quit smoking. Next number is not interested in a colonoscopy. Next number is he also received dexamethasone 8 milligram for swelling of the hand. Next number is Medrol dose back at home. Next number is come back in a week. Next number is we'll look at his, if it's not improved in 24 hours, we'll call us. Next number is we'll see how his blood work shows, including his white count. We'll get in touch with him regarding the results. Thank you.